Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm Don Pfeiffer.
And I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you, Dad?
Good. Hey, our last two podcasts were about faith and redemption.
Right.
And those two podcasts had a lot of information that I believe you need to get a hold of and fully understand, because it will help you with this podcast we're doing now on God's will to heal. There was some vital groundwork there. And I want to start today by saying this. Now, we're talking about God's will to heal today, right? And I believe there are three types of miracles of healing from God. First is the miraculous physical healing that happens when there is no medical reason or explanation for a person to recover. Doctors will often say it's a miracle from God, right, DJ?
Right.
And this type of healing happens to people from all walks of life, and it has no regard to a person's faith or belief. And I found no biblical explanations as to why this miracle happens. So I can only assume that it happens because of God's amazing mercy. And possibly it happens to let the world know that God is still there and that he cares. But because God has given man free will, the right to believe or not to believe in him, this type of healing doesn't happen very often.
And second, Dad, is the miracle of healing that a person receives through others, either through a person with God's gift of healing power, or through an individual or group of believers praying prayers of faith for a person.
Mm-hmm.
This miracle of healing happens more often than the first type of healing, but it's still somewhat limited overall.
Yes, it is. Now, the third type of miracle for healing is not really a miracle at all, but rather it's a blessing from God for your faith and your belief in his word. And it's this type of divine, supernatural healing that this series is based on, God's will to heal.
Exactly. John 8:31 says, God's word is the truth that can set you free.
Well, that's awesome. And I'll add this. God's will to heal is not just limited to physical healing, is it, TJ? It applies to every aspect of your life, whether you need a physical healing, a mental healing, you need financial help, or a relationship healing. God wants you to be happy, whole, and complete. God is so good, and his love for us goes way beyond our natural understanding. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. This series will explain how supernatural healing from God can manifest in your life. And you'll probably be pretty surprised when you discover that it's way easier than what you might think, too. DJ, there are so many people today, families who have loved ones that are suffering from cancer or some other life-altering disease. You probably see it every day.
Absolutely.
And most people in this situation, they're doing everything that's medically possible to get better. They spend lots of time and money, often traveling long distances to clinical treatments, searching and hoping for a cure. And I'm very thankful for the people that have dedicated their lives to the medical profession, like you, DJ, because doctors and nurses help millions of people, don't they?
Yes.
I can't imagine what our world would look like without doctors and nurses. But our intent with this series is to help people discover physical healing from another source, the supernatural power of God.
But Dad, I can hear our viewers saying, but is that even possible?
Yeah, it is possible. Because God is real and the Bible is true. And if you don't agree with that, we would strongly encourage you to watch the first couple, three episodes of Reborn Report that we did, episodes 1, 2, and 3, because they contain a whole bunch of science and historical research that we did to prove that God is real and to prove that the Bible is true. And I firmly believe that if you get to know and understand God's will and then apply Bible-believing faith, your healing is not only possible, it is likely. And that leads me to ask this question, DJ. Why don't people put the same effort into receiving their healing spiritually from God as they do through natural means like doctors and medicine?
That's a great
question.
Because
the biblical truth, the biblical truth is this. Healing is just as much part of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ as salvation is. Now, what we're going to be teaching might go against some of today's popular Christian viewpoints and thinking. And our intent is not to offend anyone, because everything that we'll be talking about is scriptural. And we try very hard not to include our own personal theories, ideas, and opinions. After all, it's God's will to heal that we're searching for, right, DJ?
Right. And still, if some of what we say rubs any of you the wrong way, please stay and listen to us and hear the course of this entire series. Just hear us out. And besides, you don't really have anything to lose but a little bit of time, maybe an hour every week. But quite possibly, you could have a spiritual healing to gain from all this, right, Dad?
That's right. That's right, DJ. So I'd like to start by asking two very important questions, especially for someone who's dealing with a major disease or illness. What is God's will for healing today? And then where can you find it?
Well, those are really tough questions, Dad. I mean, those two questions have been highly debated down through many, many years with much controversy, and it's resulted in a whole lot of confusion on this topic that we're going to be talking about, God's will to heal. And some of man's traditional religious ways of thinking have caused the word of God to simply become less effective in a lot of people's lives.
It sure has, DJ. But still, I believe if you're willing to watch this series and listen with an open mind, setting aside some of your traditional religious doctrines that contain a lot of man's different ideas, theories, and opinions, you'll discover that the answer to these questions are not that difficult to find. You see, God's agenda for mankind is truth. It's pure and it's simple. And God's unchanging, everlasting word reveals his will for healing for you and for me. So, DJ, let's look at God's word and see what Jesus had to say. I'd like to start by reading from Luke chapter 5, starting with verse 12. It says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and, imploring him, said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'"
Now, I know you love that scripture, Dad.
Yes, I do.
And other accounts of the Bible just say that the man had leprosy. But Luke, he was a physician, and he gave us a much more detailed account. And he even said that the man was, like you said, full of leprosy.
Well, that's good that you pointed that out, you being a physician yourself. And even
almost.
Today, almost. You will in May, right?
Maybe
get your degree.
Yep.
Well, and then DJ, even today with all the advanced medical technology, you probably have heard doctors say that certain conditions pertaining to sickness and disease are still incurable, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it was with this poor man here in the Bible. Not only could men not help him, but his condition was one of being ostracized, being cast out, not being able to have any fellowship with his family or friends. Lepers had to live outside the city, away from other people.
It was a living death, so to speak, Dad. And
yes,
this man's case in his case was far more advanced, like Luke had mentioned.
He was full of the ugly stuff, wasn't he? And it must have been awful. Think about it. But what does the Bible say? It says that he found Jesus. So right there, the man's already on the right track, isn't he? He's seeking out Jesus. Now, he's talking to Jesus, and he says, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, DJ, millions of people today who believe in God are right where this man is. There are millions of believers who go to church regularly who have some form of sickness, disease, or physical problems in their body, and they'd like to be healed. And if you heard them praying, it would sound identical to this man here in the Bible. Oh, God, I know you can heal me, but what? If you will. Now, you can even get real religious about it and use the original King James language and say, if it be thy will. But it's really saying the same thing, isn't it? I know you can if you will. Just picture it. Here's this poor man that Dr. Luke says is full of leprosy, a terrible, incurable disease, who says to Jesus, Lord, I know you can heal me if you would, if it's your will. So, DJ, what did Jesus say?
Well, verse 13, Dad, says, Then he put forth his hand, and he touched him.
Now that speaks volumes. Because that man doesn't look like anything you'd want to touch. Think about it. His skin was probably broken and oozing. And he probably looked and smelled awful. But Jesus isn't the least bit afraid of it. Is he, DJ?
Yeah. No, Jesus reached out his hand, put it on the man's oozing flesh, and said, I am willing, be cleansed. The Bible says that immediately the leprosy had left the man's body.
Wow. Think about that. This living death, this incurable disease, departed immediately from the man, and he's healed. Glory to God. Now, I know that sounds impossible, but understand, this really happened. This is not a fairy tale. This man lived. He found Jesus, and he's talked to Jesus. This is a historical, accurate account. And here's the good news for you and me. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, let me ask you this. What if someone could actually see Jesus right now, and they asked him, Lord, I know you can heal me if you will. How would Jesus answer him? What would he say? What do you think?
Well,
what would he say?
If he didn't tell them the same thing that he told this man here in the Bible, then he must have changed, or he's a respecter of persons.
And neither of which can be so, right? Because the Bible clearly says he does not change. We just read that in Hebrews 13:8. And Acts 10:34 says God shows no partiality. And verse 38 goes on to say, God anointed with Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And listen to this, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. So DJ, do you think that poor man who was full of leprosy felt like he was oppressed? He absolutely must have, right?
Right.
Now, if you believe the Bible is true, then you also have to believe that if anybody anywhere on the earth today would ask the question, Lord, I know you can heal me if you would. Lord, I know you can if it be your will. What would Jesus' answer be? Now, don't get all religious and make this complicated because we already got the answer, don't we? What did Jesus say? I will be clean, be healed.
Very good, Dad. So let me ask you this question. I know many people have asked you in the past, and a lot of our listeners are probably thinking to themselves right now.
I know what you're going to say.
Did Jesus ever say, I won't? Can you find one time in the Bible where Jesus said, I won't heal you to anybody that asked him to be healed?
Well, DJ, I'll answer that by saying this. In order for something to be scriptural, you know what you have to have? Scriptures.
Scriptures.
Now, I'm not trying to be funny, and I know it sounds kind of simplistic, but my point is this. There are all kinds of good Christian folks that don't agree with what we're teaching here. And I dare say that the majority of ministers and church leaders today teach that healing is not always God's will. But DJ, why do they believe that? What are they basing it on? Oh, they'll find fault with our teaching. But we have scriptures where Jesus said to people asking them, I know you can, if you will, and Jesus tells them, I will be healed. So I ask, where are the scriptures telling them I won't, like you said? Seriously, where are they? And yet, that is by far more commonly held and believed than what we're teaching, DJ. And so people that love the Lord are confused about God's will for healing. And so they remain sick. And it's sad, really. There are millions of Christians being taught in churches today that sometimes he won't. Problem is, I've never read in the Bible where Jesus said I won't. Have you, DJ?
No.
No. Can you tell me the chapter and verse where Jesus says no to somebody who come to him asking to be healed? Like I said, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. Because I have never read, and I've been through the New Testament scriptures many, many times, where Jesus said, I won't to someone asking to be healed. I've never found it. But I do see very clearly, and this is not the only place, where Jesus tells a man, I will be healed. So that's our answer. We're satisfied, aren't we, DJ?
Absolutely.
And if he said, I will then, he's saying, I will now. And I will tomorrow, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he said, I will to him, he's saying, I will to you and to me. And that makes me happy. Like I often says, it gets me all fired up inside. Because God's a good God, and he loves you and me way more than we understand. His will for us is good. It's pleasing. And it's perfect, Deej. That's not our opinion.
No, and like we often read many times on this show, Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Just like we said, right?
Yep, yep. So we're on the mission to teach you the real truth. We will show you the Bible scriptures that will lead you step by step to help you understand and fully know God's will for healing. That's what all this is about, right, Dad?
That's right. That's right.
Then, just like this man here in the Bible, you too can get real Bible-believing faith to receive God's powerful supernatural healing in your body.
Now, what did we just read? What did Jesus say? I will be healed. Aren't you glad about that, DJ? I know I sure am. And yet, here's the sad part. There are millions of sick people at home that are unable to fully function. They're too sick to go out and earn a living. They're too sick to properly provide for their family and properly take care of their kids. There are hundreds of thousands of people with terrible diseases, suffering from bad medical conditions, some lying in hospital beds praying, God, I know you can, if you will, if it's your will, if you would. Problem is, Deej, they just don't know if it's God's will or not. So they're suffering, trying to deal with the pain the best they can, hoping to the point of begging that God will heal them. But if not, well, they've been taught God must have some purpose in their sickness. Ever hear that? No, it's not true. No, 1,000 times no. And if you're willing to stay the course and hear us out like DJ said, we're going to prove it to you. Oh, DJ, I'm loaded for bear. I've got reason after reason after reason. And we've got scripture after scripture after scripture that we're going to share with the folks until all your beliefs and doubts that go against God's will for your healing becomes nothing more than a long distant memory.
And as this gets into you, your faith will grow stronger and stronger and stronger.
That's right, DJ, because God's word has a kind of continual pounding effect on your spirit. We said that last week. The more you hear the truth in God's word, the more your faith rises up, and the more your spirit grows stronger until it lines up with God's spirit. From God's spirit to your spirit. That's how all this Bible stuff works.
And we know that because Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
That's right, TJ. And it's easy to see from that scripture, there is absolutely no sickness hidden between the lines in Jesus' words, is there?
No. So, Dad, that begs the question, why do people put in their own theories and ideas where God simply tells us the facts?
Well, the truth of the matter says, they're reasoning away the supernatural power of God for their lives. And it's resulted in people remaining sick. Good Christian people remaining sick. It's not God's will for them.
Right.
Now, before we get further into this, I want to give our audience a little of my own personal testimony. Okay, DJ?
Sure.
There was a time in my life, and I'm sure you remember, well, it's probably about 10 years ago now, when I was right there myself. I was sick with what my doctor called acute lymphocytosis. You know what that is?
I've heard of it.
I had cancer developing in my blood. And my white blood cells were attacking and breaking down my red blood cells. It was causing my immune system to break down and to get weak. My blood work and medical test revealed a full page of autoimmune disorders. I still think I had that sheet. All these disorders that were developing in my body. DJ, I remember going to bed at 8 o'clock at night and not waking up to 8 o'clock in the morning. And I felt when I got up like I had hardly slept. Some days I felt so weak that I struggled to get the energy to get dressed and go to work. And I remember very clearly begging God, God, please help me. God, I know you can heal me. Please, Lord. But DJ, I wasn't sure if he would. And I thought, well, Lord, I guess you know what's best. But still, I kept praying and praying and praying, praying to the point of begging. God, will you please heal me? Please, Lord. And all the while, I thought I was being faithful and submissive to the will of God. Just religiously hopeful, waiting the best I could for God to heal me. But the problem was, that didn't work. My sickness kept getting worse, and then I got more desperate and more scared too. But thank God, I received some good information. A couple of people with strong Bible faith healing knowledge led me to the truth in God's word. Now, I will admit, at first, I had my doubts. And I was full of my own prideful thinking. So it did take some time. But I stuck with it until I discovered in the Bible what God's will for healing really is. And I learned through dedicated Bible study what real faith is. So I stopped praying the religious way with it, if it be thy will, which for the most part hadn't been very productive. And I renewed my mind to the truth in God's word. And as I did, my faith grew stronger and stronger, and it grew to know God's will. And when I really believed it for myself, I received God's supernatural healing in my body. Glory to God. Now, I will always thank God for doctors and medicine. It makes me so happy, DJ, that you're becoming a doctor. And I had some really good doctors who were doing everything they knew, trying to help me. But when my oncologist told me there was no cure, just treatment for my disease, well, that wasn't unacceptable to me. So I made up my mind to seek God's supernatural healing. And luckily, I got on the right track and I turned to the Bible. I went on a quest to learn what real Bible faith is. I discovered in his word that healing is the will of God. And I learned how to stop being just religious, DJ. And I learned how to put my faith and trust in God. And I started feeling myself getting better and better and better until the point the cancer fully left my body. My oncologist, I can't remember his name now, it's been so long, he had me come back several times over the next few months to test my blood until he was convinced there was no medical reason to continue to see him. My blood had returned to normal and without any medical explanation. Matter of fact, my primary care doctor said that my overall health was better than it had been in years of prior physicals.
So, Dad, might be an obvious question, but what caused you to get better then?
Well, looking back at it all, it's obvious to me what happened. And I guess I can best explain it like this. When you're sick and you go to the doctor, they will often give you medicine to help you get better, right, DJ?
Sure.
And on the bottle, there's just instructions on how you need to take the medicine for it to work. It will say something like, take one pill 3 times a day. And because you want to get better, you're dedicated to follow those directions. You would never go to the doctor on Monday, get medicine, and not follow instructions on the pill bottle. Then on Friday, call up the doctor and say, hey, doc, the medicine didn't work. No, nobody'd ever do that, right?
Well, I don't know. Some of my patients might.
Well, to make my point, let's pretend that you did do that.
Okay.
What do you suppose the doctor would say? What would you say, DJ, to somebody that said that?
Well, follow the prescription properly.
Right. Did you follow the prescription, right? Did you follow the directions on how to take the medicine for it to be effective? Well, okay then. What if you're sick and seeking a spiritual healing from God, which, by the way, has no side effects, no limits in power like medicine? Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is living and powerful.
Dad, the Amplified Bible even says the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective.
Wow, that's even better, isn't it? That really should tell you something. Anyways, my point is this. God has a prescription for receiving supernatural spiritual healing, just like doctors have for receiving natural healing. And God's prescription for health and healing is in his word. Listen to this, DJ.
I know what you're going to read.
Yeah, Proverbs 4:20, right? I had it in my church. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Sounds like it's pretty important to God, right? Why? Because he says, for they are life to those that find them and health to all your flesh.
Now, Dad, you didn't only have this up in your church. You had this up in your music store back when you had it.
Yes, I did. In big letters, 3-foot letters, yeah, on the wall.
Yeah. And what's important? And I learned from you that the original Hebrew word for health in this passage was medicine. In other words, right, God's word is medicine to all your flesh.
Wow. That's true, Jay. That is very true. And it is amazing. So then, Proverbs 4:20 is God's pill bottle prescription, so to speak, directions for his supernatural healing power to become active and bring healing to your physical body. And that's exactly how it worked for me, and it can work for you too. God's prescription for healing is in his word, DJ. And Proverbs 4:20 is God's directions on how you need to take your medicine in order for it to work and bring healing in your body.
And just to mention, it's not just for physical healing. God's word can also bring healing to every area of your life, just like for me, how it brought healing to my anxiety.
That's good, DJ. I'm glad you said that, because that is true. But first, no matter what kind of healing you need, you have to learn what God's word says so you can discover his will, right? And secondly, you have to really believe it in your heart in order for Bible-believing faith to begin to develop in your spirit. And then, Deej, the supernatural power of God will start to become active and effective, just like that scripture you just read. and bring healing to all your flesh. Now, I know that's quite different from what a lot of people have been taught and what they think. But still, this is scriptural. So it is gospel truth. DJ, I had this saying, it goes like this. If you are willing to take enough of God's word long enough, it will heal you of anything. I'll say it again. If you're willing to take enough of God's word long enough, it will heal you of anything. I absolutely believe that. I've experienced it in my own life, and I know it can work for every one of our listeners too. It's worked for you, hasn't it, DJ?
Yeah.
And if you discover the truth in God's word and then get in real Bible-believing faith deep in your heart, in your spirit, it's only then that you'll act upon it with how you think, what you say, and what you do. But here's the thing. Because of men's religious traditions, faith is often confused with religious hope. Now, don't get me wrong. Hope is a good thing. But hope is always in the future. Think about that. It's always waiting on God to do something more, something special. But Bible faith is totally different. Faith is an action word. Real Bible faith acts on what God says, just because God said it, and you act on it now. DJ, I want to give our audience three simple steps that can help them receive healing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Number one, find God's will for healing in the Bible.
That's simple, but it's important. And there's nothing better than the words of the master himself, Jesus. That's why I read the passage we did. And Ephesians 5:17 tells us, don't be unwise and foolish, but fully understand what the will of God is. That's pretty plain and simple and direct.
Sure. Number two, get in real Bible faith.
That's just as important. Romans 10:17, you read it last week. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Again, that's plain and simple. But sometimes you have to read it over and over and over again. You read it as many times as it takes for it to get inside you, for you to understand it and believe it for yourself. Right?
Absolutely. Number three, you must act on what you've learned. You have to appropriate your faith.
Boy, that's a good one. James 2:14 says, what good is it if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? And verse 17 says, faith by itself isn't enough. So that too, it's pretty plain and simple, right? Easy to understand. So DJ, like you said, you have to act upon your faith with what you think, what you do, and what you say. So in light of the scriptures that we just read and the words of Jesus himself, for someone to say today, God, I know you can heal me if you will. Well, that person is not really acting in faith. They're just acting in religious hope, as I call it. And like I said, hope is always in the future, patiently waiting.
Well, and the problem with that, Dad, is you can wait a very, very, very long time until your sickness, cancer, disease, whatever is ailing you, gets the best of you, and you become too weak and too sick to act on it.
Boy, that's the truth, DJ. And all of us have had loved ones who have gotten to the point of being so sick they could hardly recognize or communicate. I remember Grandpa towards the last days of his life. He was so sick, he was looking at us, but he couldn't even talk, right?
Yeah. So the time to get this biblical truth in you is before you actually need it.
That's right, DJ. That's a good point. And understand this. You can beg God to heal you over and over and over again. You can cry and prayerfully cry yourself to sleep every night and never receive your healing. Why? Because God's not moved by your feelings. You see, feelings are fickle, up one day and down the next. Now, I know some people won't like hearing that, And also, I do realize that God gave us our feelings, right? But our feelings are meant for the natural things of this life, not for receiving supernatural healing from God. And honestly, if you've been praying this kind of way, let me ask you, how's it been working for you? Because it certainly didn't work for me. Now, I know a lot of people say, wait just a minute. God is a God of mercy. And yeah, I know that. That's true. Matter of fact, the Bible calls God the Father of all mercy. But his mercy mostly pertains to salvation and his patience with us to receive him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, right? That all should come into acceptance of him. But this, hear this, receiving a physical healing is a blessing from God, not just an act of his mercy. Why? You see, God's mercy requires nothing from us. That's why it's called mercy. But blessings and healings do. The Bible says he's moved by our faith. Our faith is what pleases God. God is a faith God. We've said that before. And then when we make his words our words, we line up with them, spirit to spirit, like you said. And it shows him that we really believe in him and that we are really willing to put our trust in him by acting on our faith. See the difference? And then his blessing, his reward is our healing. Amen. Glory to God. God is the great I am. He is everything, including our healer. Now, I will admit, this seems sometimes hard for us to do, but it's not. Really, it's easy. I think it seems hard because it's just so different from what we've been traditionally and religiously taught. And so, remember we said the difference between man's sense-based faith in God's Bible faith, you had to know the difference. Plus, you have to be honest. You have to humble yourself. You have to admit that you've been thinking wrong and you've been acting wrong. And you have to be willing to renew your mind to God's word, just like the Bible says. And that certainly can take some time and effort because we're prideful people. We don't like to change. But if you're battling cancer or any other major sickness or disease, aren't you willing to seek the help of doctors and medicine and all kinds of treatments to try and get better? And doesn't that take a lot of time and money and real effort on your part? So then why not give the same kind of effort in seeking God's supernatural spiritual healing for your sickness?
And I think it's also really important to remember that God loved you enough to send his son to sacrifice his life for your redemption.
Right. We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Exactly. And the redemptive work of Jesus not only includes spiritual healing for your soul and spirit, or returning your spirit to God after you die in heaven, but it also includes healing for your physical body.
And your physical body is here and now, right?
Exactly, in this lifetime.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, if still you're thinking you don't agree with all this and you have your doubts, that's okay. But like DJ said, please hang in there. Stick with us. Hear us out. And I encourage you, take your notes and prepare your case against this if you want. But I'm going to prove it to you why it is God's will to heal anybody of anything at any time. And I know that's a radical statement, and it's a viewpoint that's not held by very many Christians today. Still, I'm going to prove it. And not with our own theories and ideas, DJ, but with Bible scripture. And so if you don't agree, I challenge you to do the same. Prove it to us, but not with your theories and ideas either, but with Bible scripture. Because that's the only thing we'll listen to. Now, I know people are going to think, how rude. I have a right to my own ideas, theories, and opinions just like you do, just like everyone else does. But don't get all offended. No, you don't. And neither do I. Not if we're seeking supernatural healing from God. Because God tells us in his word how we are to think and what we are to believe. And we all need to understand this, DJ. Our natural human way of thinking, our natural human faith, we talked about it. It's not even necessary for us to receive healing from God. Matter of fact, our natural way of thinking and understanding is often a hindrance for us to receive supernatural healing from God. And that's why I don't care what any church or minister says if it doesn't line up with what Jesus and God's word says. Because we're talking about receiving supernatural healing from God, not man, aren't we, DJ?
Yep.
Learning how to receive healing from God is serious because it can be life-changing. So I don't have the time for any of man's opinions, theories, or religious ideas. And if you don't agree, that's okay. But please stick with us and hear us out and prepare your case. Prove to us with scriptures and with what Jesus said in the Bible why it is not God's will for you to be healed. You see, knowing God's will for healing and how to receive it is so important because chances are you're going to need this at some point in your life. And if not for yourself, well, maybe to help a friend or a loved one who is battling cancer or some terrible disease. Healing is vitally important to the quality of our lives here and now, isn't it, DJ? You see sick patients every day that are suffering. So we really want to get this right.
And Dad, as a matter of fact, I recently saw a statistic that said over the course of any individual's lifespan, females have a 45% chance of getting cancer and males have almost a 50% chance of getting a cancer.
Wow. That's a lot. So this is important. Knowing this stuff
absolutely
could be the difference between life and death, right? Living a long life and dying of old age or getting your life cut off at a young age, right? And it makes a difference on how you die. You've probably seen people suffering. Cancer's evil. It robs people. And it's painful. People laying there dying, withering away. The treatments aren't even fun or good.
Well, not even just cancer, but I've seen people suffer with diabetes at the end of their life or even just like strokes from high blood pressure or heart attacks. You know, it's stuff that people have every single day that can lead to serious, nasty stuff at the end of your life that cause you to suffer.
And we're going to prove that sickness and disease is not God's will for your life. We're going to prove it.
But for this episode, Dad, we're running out of time, but we want to leave you with a question for you all to think about in the until next episode.
Okay.
And that question is, how can you ascertain the will of God?
Good question.
Not just for physical healing, but really for anything. How can you find the will of God?
Well, those are important questions. And next week, DJ, let's answer those questions. And we've also got a whole lot more faith-building information to share with our listening audience. So please join us right here next week on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you all fired up and get you healed too. Right, DJ?
Absolutely.
Amen.
You're going to put me out of business before I even start a business.
No, God's going to put you out of business. We're just repeating Bible truth. Okay, so that's enough for today. That's a good place to stop, right?
Perfect.
All right, see everybody next week.
See you guys. Bye, Dad.